Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch announced Monday that he was implementing the law. Hipsch said that was his legal obligation now that the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau had published the law on its website. Dane County Judge Marion Sumi did not reference Secretary Hipsch by name, but she referenced his actions when she referred back to her original restraining order.
Now, apparently that language was either misunderstood or ignored, but what I said was the further implementation of 2011 Wisconsin Act 10 is enjoined.
Sumi said that while her order did go on to prevent the Secretary of State from publishing this law, that first sentence barring further implementation was key. She issued an amended order yesterday stressing that point. Sumi also issued a warning.
Now that I've made my earlier order as clear as it possibly can be, I must state that those who act in willful and open defiance of a court order place not only themselves at peril of sanctions, they also jeopardize the financial and the governmental stability of the state of Wisconsin.
But speaking immediately after Sumi's order, Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means told reporters that the Department of Justice's position on the collective bargaining law was still clear.
And that legal position is that it has been published and that under the applicable legal authorities that it is in effect.
Means rejected the idea that Judge Sumi had any authority to force the Department of Administration to obey her order.
The Department of Administration is not a party to this lawsuit. One of the first things you learn in law school is if you're not a party before the court's order has no effect over you.
While Means and others have stressed publication by the Reference Bureau carried the force of law, testimony by Reference Bureau employees yesterday did not carry that same level of confidence. The LRB's Catherine Hanneman said Bureau employees included an asterisk on the first page of the law, explaining how they arrived at a March 25th publication date, even as Judge Sumi's earlier restraining order was in effect.
Someone suggested no date. Someone else said that's never happened before. We said, well, we'll put March 25th on there, but we believe that we should alert a reader that there's something else going on.
Hanneman said the Reference Bureau's publication was suggested by Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. When asked whether Fitzgerald insisted upon the move, Hanneman answered this way.
He is our boss, so a request from him would be something on the level of insisting.
Reference Bureau Director Stephen Miller said he learned Fitzgerald wanted him to publish the law last Friday morning. He said he did not think it violated the judge's restraining order, but he added this caveat.
I did not think that this act of the LRB made the law become effective.
All of this testimony concerned the events of the last few days, not the hurried vote of March 9th that allegedly broke the open meetings law and was the basis of Judge Sumi's restraining order to begin with. Prosecutors showed a video of that vote over the adamant objection of the Department of Justice. DOJ lawyers say this case can't go forward without defendants, and as of now, Majority Leader Fitzgerald and other Republican lawmakers who called that vote have yet to waive their right to legislative immunity. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.